Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf Zayin, and we're holding roughly 8-9 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins on the line, Upliga Therib Tanchun Bar Chani Loi. What is this referring to? You recall we had that lengthy brisa of yesterday that took up the entire Amud Beis, and one of the first Mandi Yomrim was talking about the Inyan of Bitsua, Bitsua's Pshara, to go and compromise between two parties. And you recall, towards the beginning of the Amud Beis, on the second line, Reb Lezer ben Yosef Yosi HaGlili Oimer, Osel Lev Tzoya, you're not allowed to go and make a compromise. Remember, Rashi explained, not that you're not allowed to, but once you enter into the Bezen Shtibel and you've taken upon yourself, yes, we would like to have the rabbis listen to our case, from that point on, the Dayanim have no right to try to steer him in the direction of compromise and settlement. That's what the litigants, with that what the parties want, then you gotta go ahead and be done din Torah. And then the Braisa said, V'chol ha-mavarech es-abaytzea, anybody that goes and is mishabeach, he praises the one that's trying to settle. At this point, harizemanayitz, what he's doing is wrong. It's blasphemous. V'chol ha-mavarech es-abaytzea, nie'etz Hashem. If you try to do a settlement out of court before you come to court, that's great. But when you come to the rabbis or the rabbinical tribunal and you say, please, be done din Torah, then they have no right to go and suggest, why don't you go and settle it? And you remember the other Mandi Yomim disagreed. For instance, Shu ben Korucha said, mitzvah of Tzoya, we should do the best we can to try to go and settle the case instead of litigating it. Anyway, the point of this Gemara is that we use the possibly Tzeya Beirach Nietz Hashem to identify that it's not a good thing sometimes to suggest compromise and settlement. And then we had another couple of Mandi Yomim that said that Beitzea Beirach Nietz Hashem is referring to other situations, such as a person who stole wheat and then made it into challah, meaning he made it into dough, and he was mafresh challah. Can he make a bracha? Can he not make a bracha? That was one explanation. Then we had another explanation that it's referring to Yehuda, who said, Ma betza, kinar gesachinu. All of that is great. Now the Gemara says, Upliga, that first man, the Yomar, who was Reb Lezer ben Yosef Yosi HaGlili, that said the Osel of Tzoya is referring to, Boitzea Beirach Nietz Hashem is referring to, the Yonim that suggest settlement after they have been approached to go and begin a din Torah, that disagrees with Reb Tanchum Bar Chani Loi, that learns the pasuk for a different type of historical settlement. And what was that? The Reb Tanchum Bar Chani Loi, Leinemek Rezeh, Ela Keneged Maso O Egel. This pasuk of Beitzeh Beirach Nietz Hashem is referring to the pshara that Aharon HaKoyen made when he agreed to go and make the egel. What type of pshara? See, more explanation. V'yar Aharon, Aharon saw, v'yiven mizbeach lefanov, and he built a mizbeach. V'yitim amar ro'a, what did he see? V'yar Aharon. V'nyom v'yafes amra bluza. Ro'a chur shezvuach lefanov. Uy, he saw chur. Chur was a nephew that was a son of Miriam, who was married to Kalev. Chur was one of, considered to be very, very great, because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he said, Hine Aaron v'Chur, they're going to stay here and they're going to take charge in my absence. And what happened to Chur? The Olam came to Chur and said, Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't come down. It's 40 days already. What's going on? Let's go make an egel. And Chur said, Aloi mit an aleph. I'm not making an egel. And what did they do? They went and killed Chur. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from upstairs, and the pasuk only says that Aaron was there to greet him, but not Chur, because Chur was unfortunately had already passed away because they killed him. And the pshat in the pasuk Vayivan Mizbeach explains Rashi means Vayivan doesn't mean he built, but it's a lashon of Vayoven. He understood a lashon of Bina. He understood Mezivuach Lefanav from the one that was unfortunately geshocht and that was killed in front of him. Who was that? That was Chur. What did he understand? So continues the Gemara. Rachur shezvuach lefanav Omar. So Aharon HaKohen said, Eloi shemana lehu, if I'm not going to listen to Klal Yisrael, that is now agitating, let's make an egel, hashta ovdu likid ovdu b'chur, I'm afraid what's going to happen is, I'm going to have the same fate as Chur, they're going to kill me. The fact that they're going to go and kill me, Aharon wasn't bothered by, because you have to be moisa nefesh for avoid zara. However, mekayim be, I'm afraid that they're going to fulfill in me the pasuk that we have in Eicha, im yeharig b'mikdash Hashem koyin v'navi, that in the mikdash Hashem a koyin and navi is going to be killed. The way Rashi learns koyin v'navi is referring to Aharon, that Aharon was both a koyin and a navi. And the Medrash, however, disagrees, and the Medrash says that Chur was the Navi and Harun was the Kohen. So if both of us will be killed, then both the Kohen and the Navi will be killed. And Chas Hashem, there won't be any Takana. What does that mean, there won't be any Takana? So you all remember from the Gemara in Masechtas Gittin that it says over there that when Nebuzaradan came into the Beis HaMikdash,
Zachariah's blood was boiling.
He saw that there was blood on the floor that was bubbling. And he asked the Kehanim, what is this blood that's bubbling? And they said, well, you know, that we were doing this Rikas Adam and some dam spilled out, it's a gunish, mekunish. And the Nebuzaradan smelled that this is not correct. And then he went and tried to go and be Madama, bring other blood of other Kabbonis, and he saw that this blood was totally different. This is Nishka Kabbonis. So then he insisted, and he put pressure until they finally went and spilled the beans, that this was the Novi Zachari ben Yehoyada, who had given the Klal Yisrael Musar, and they were not happy with the Musar, and they went to Nebuch and killed him. And as an atonement for that blood, Nebuzaradan started killing from the Shenst and the Besta, Misham the Misot of Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara Gittin says, until he killed 940,000 people, Rachman Litzlan, and 940,000, and ultimately this led to the Chorm Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore said now, Aharon HaKohen, I'm afraid that if I'm going to be killed now by Klal Yisrael, we're going to have the Chorm Beis HaMikdash. There was no Beis HaMikdash even built yet. What he was saying is, I'm afraid that this might mean the end of Klal Yisrael, just like what happened many, many, many years later. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Klal Yisrael went to the Golis, and almost 1 million people were killed just because of that alone. So he said, I got to do something to kind of temper the crowd and get them to have cooler heads prevail. And so therefore he decided he's going to make a pshara. And the pshara was, yes, he was going to go and make the eichel. Therefore says Yomara, mutav delev du li eichel, I prefer, says Aharon HaKohen, to make the eichel, ef shehavi lu takanta b'tshuva. Maybe subsequently, after Moshe Rabbeinu will eventually come down, they'll do tshuva and Klal Yisrael will be back to normal again. And therefore, says the Gemara, "Kunt panchem anchani loy." This Yitzeya Beirech Nietz Hashem is referring to the Maase Eichel, because this was considered like ultra as a Maase Pshara, to settle with the crowd, that they shouldn't go totally belligerent and start killing more people, including me. And therefore, with him, hopefully we'll have tshuva later on. And now the Gemara continues. Vahani Tanoi, and the following Tanoim, Poitim Mayim Reishis Modoin Mai Dar Shibei. What do they do with the drasha of Poitim Mayim Reishis Modoin? Now what is this referring to? Again, go back to the Vav Amid Beis, and you will see in the middle wide lines, starting on the end of the first middle wide line, Rebbe on to the next, Reb Shimon Manasseh Oimer. We quoted this yesterday in the Brisa. Shnayim Shemoyim Lefanecha LeDin. Two people came to a Din Torah. Ad Shloi Tishma Divrayim. Before you heard what they had to say. Oy Misha Tishma Divrayim. Or after you heard what they have to say. You listen to the arguments. V'yati Yedei Lehechem Din Noite. And the Dayanim still don't have any initial ideas who's right and who's wrong. We listen to the argument. Now we're going to begin to deliberate and think through. But in the meantime, each one is so far kind of neutral. No decision, no even mental decision. So then, as long as that's going on, you can still tell to the two parties, go and make a bitzua, make a pshara. However, once you hear the arguments and you already have an idea, you haven't made up your mind, you can presumably still be persuaded by the other dayanim, but if at least you have an idea in which way you are approaching it and what your attitude is, either towards the plaintiff or towards the defendant, from that point on, the dying can no longer try to withdraw from the court case by saying, you know, let's try to go and make a settlement. Why? Shenemakus says a pasuk, Poiter mayim reishis modain b'lefnei yizgalo riv nitoish. What is this all about? poiter mayim. You can try to go and be poiter mayim. We're going to see shortly that mayim is a subtle reference to divrei Torah. As we know, it says in the pasuk, "Hoy kol tzomi lechula moyim." The more darshins mayim ein lecha mayim ela Torah. See here too, it's referring to the din Torah. Poiter mayim. If you want to go and patter this din Torah, meaning to end it, you can do it at the reishis modin, at the very outset of the modin of the din Torah. For the fnei yiskal rivim, before the riv becomes megula, becomes fully disclosed and revealed, netoish, then you can go and try to withdraw and try to convert it from a court case into a case of arbitration or mediation. That's koyim shediskal riv. So that's what Reb Shimon Menasi uses the pasuk poiter mayim reishis modin to go and teach us, that at the outset of the case, before anybody has an idea of which way he is leaning, you can try to do a bitzua, try to do a settlement. But the other Tanoim in the Brisa didn't learn it that way. Because after all, for instance, Reb Lezer ben Oshav Yosi Glili said, as soon as they enter into the courtroom and they say, we are now under the jurisdiction of the Dayanim, please listen to the case. Ready from then, it's Asal of Toya. You're not allowed to betzei anymore. And the first Sitana Kama at the very beginning, who started on the Amid Aleph and continued on the top of the Amid Beis, in Nigmar Hadin, once you've already paskened, the Bezin has issued its verdict, Ish ploini ata zaka, ish ploini ata chayov. Then it's Asal to go and be betzei. Until that point, you're allowed to, but from Nigmar Adin, Iyat Rishoy. Remember, Tosis learned a little bit different than Rashi, not that they actually pronounced it, Ishplein Yat Zakai, but they were on the verge of issuing their verdict. They come into the courtroom, and they say, okay, Rabbi Isai, listen, we are ready to go and issue our verdict. However, do you still want to go and try to be Baitzea? Says Agmar, Nigmar Adin, Iyat Rishoy, you're not allowed to. So obviously, they're not using this Poitamayim Rashis Modin to teach like Reb Shimon ben Menasseh. So the question is, what do they do with that pasuk? And the same thing applies to Reb Shu ben Korach. Reb Shu ben Korach says, mitzvah tzoya. At all times there's a mitzvah. Do what you can to be Baitzea. So what does he learn with the Poitamayim Rashis Modin? That's what he's asking. Vahani Tanoi, those other Tanoim that disagree with Reb Shimon ben Menasseh, Poitamayim Rashis Modin, my darshibe, what do they use that pasuk for? Kirirav Amnun, on Yom Rav this is talking about when a person goes to the Olam HaEmes after 120 years. The first, that the Bezin Shulmala, when they're deciding that person's fate, the first question is, in other words, did you learn Torah? Will you kaveya itim la Torah in this world? How do I know? Shenemet says in the pasuk, poiter mayim reishis modin. Mayim is referring to Torah, like we said before.
Isn't that the first one is natata ve'nokachta?
Very good. I'm glad that you asked that question. Please hold the question for another moment, and when it gets to your question, in a moment. But what does that mean? Point to Mayim Rashi's mother. So look at the Rashi. Rashi is about 10 lines in, 12 lines in. Hi, point to my dashi, bay. Why didn't you come and learn? He patters the Torah. In other words, he rejects it. He dismisses it. That's Rashis Madonai. Because it's in the pasuk called Tzomei L'chulamay. So therefore, a person who patterned himself on this world from mind, from learning Torah, Rashis Madonai, that's going to be the first thing that they're going to decide up above, ain't chiddush din shel adam, el al divrei Torah. Now Bill asks a question, but don't we have another famous Gemara that says that the first question that you ask is, nasasu v'nasate v'emunah, did you go and transact your business with integrity? And you're telling me that, no, that the first question that we ask is about divrei Torah. So the question is an excellent question, and you're mechaven to the second toises. If you look at the second toises, el al divrei Torah, v'hadi amrinan, peperik v'em matalikin, she'an lo'i nosas v'tat v'yamuna, and only v'yachakach kavat itim la Torah, did you akriveya itim? So toises gives two answers. Answer number one is, hasam bi'odam she'oisik b'toyra mayi, that's a person that's learning Torah. However, elish le'kava itim, however, he didn't have a set schedule. He didn't have and the words of our temporary gabbai, he didn't have slated times for the learning of Torah. But rather, yes, he learned here and there and everywhere, but he didn't have any kviyasitim. In such a case, since he's learning, the first question is going to be, what about business? Did you transact business honestly. Then after that, we'll tell them, oh, you were learning very nice, but did you have set siddurim, set times that you were learning? In our case, he didn't go to any shiurim. He didn't learn anything. He's one of the Yoshvei Kronois that we had earlier on in the Masechta. He didn't know anything. He didn't want to learn. He wasn't interested. Oh, then the first thing we ask him is, how come you didn't go to a shiur? How come you didn't learn anything? That's pshat number one. Inami she'alim lo itchila al masu matan bi'amuna. So the Tois is now being medayik in the Lashon of the two Gemaras very, very carefully. There that Gemara says, in other words, after all the Levi is over, the person comes up to Shemayim, maybe after the Shiva, whenever it happens, then the first question they ask him, fill out the form. Did you go and do your business with integrity? That was question number one. Question number two. Kavati l'matayu. So after he puts down all the information, and they grade it, and then they make their decision, in terms of the punishment, whether he goes into Gan Eden or he goes into Ganim, the first thing that they are done is the inyan of learning Torah. So that's why our Gemara doesn't say, She'alan loy, but Tchilas Dino Yishalon. Tchilas Dino means the first punishment is related to whether he did learn Torah or he did not. So, the answer to your question is, the first question that is asked is, now the second pshat in Tois, first question that we ask him is, Masata San Memuna. But in terms of the punishment, the first punishment that one meets out up in Shemayim is for not learning sufficient Torah. Zotimor Vaitim. Based on this pasuk of the Poitimayim Rishis, Modeling Gemara brings now a drasha, Omer Afuna. Hai Tigra, if there's a dispute, an argument, Damya is similar to Litzinura Debidka Demaya. Tzinura Debidka Demaya, we'll see in Rashi in a moment, means that you had a river that was overflowing, but initially it was just a trickle. It went into the channels, into the irrigation canals, and it was overflowing abyssal. However, Kim Deravach, if you don't, what's the English expression? A stitch in time saves nine. If you go and fix the water canal quickly so that it should not cause a major flood, okay. But if you just, oh, it's a goodness, it's a little trickle, it's nothing. And the next day it's a little bit more, and the next day a little bit more. Until a week or two later, then you see, Kim Deravach, Ravach, you have on your hand a full-fledged flood. So that's the Poitimayim Reishis Modeling. And if you fix it in time quickly, you're okay. But if you don't, it's going to become huge. Now, where did we see that in the words Poitimayim? So let's look at the Rashi, the Tzinura Debidka, about a quarter down the Yomid. The Tzinura Debidka, Kishahanor Godel, Pa'omim Shu Yoitzil Esodoi She'al Agapov, sometimes it overflows into the fields on the sides, and nigorim v'tzinoiris ktanim, almost like small little pipes, like small little water canals that are overflowing. The main associate miyad, if he doesn't quickly go, and what is the name of that kid in was in Ireland or in Holland, that he put a finger in the dike, then hoyluchumarchiv, then it's going to go and it's spread, it's going to really cause a flood. Then it's going to be too late. V'ayim t'gom akra, poit t'mayim reishis modin kloimar, reishis modin umriva, the beginning of a modin umriva, the beginning of a fight. Doimel poiter maim. What's poiter? Poiter is from Lashon of like peter rechem poiseach. Ah, so poiter maim, the beginning of the opening of the water. In other words, initially you only have that small leak, that small trickle. However, that's like Rashi's more than the beginning of a fight. That what? That just like by poiter maim, if you're not careful about quickly stopping the water from overflowing, then it's going to become a flood. If you don't stop the fight immediately, it's going to become a flood of discord, of discontent, of argument, and machloikis, etc. So, got a stitch in time saves nine. So that's the pshat in the pasuk poitamayim for this haina di amri inchi.
So poiter is like a hole or something?
The word poiter over here means to open, like peter rechem. Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up the womb of the mommy to go and produce a child. So here too, poitamayim, when the water opens up, because there's an overflow, then quickly go and be so same, quickly stuff it up. Because if you're not, then it's going to become, it's going to be ravach ravach, it's going to be worse and worse as time goes on, and then there's going to be a major flood. Similarly, a tigra, rachis modoin, if you have a fight, try to quickly quell that fight and try to work out a settlement and make shalom. Because if you're not, it's just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. It doesn't get better, it only gets worse. Abai Kshisha gave another mashal. Omar, a fight is dami leguda de gamla kim de kum kum. Now gamla over here has nothing to do with camels. Guda de gamla over here has to do with planks on somewhat of a rickety bridge, where when they used to construct the bridge years ago, each one of the planks on the bridge was kind of rickety. And if you walked on it a lot, after a lot of traffic, it's mischazik. So he's saying the same thing is, when you have your, just like at the beginning of this bridge, each one of those planks was rickety, it wasn't set in place. Only after a lot of traffic, then it kind of merged together and now became strong. Same thing with an argument, a fight, the machloikis. That initially it's only kind of weak, but if you let it continue on, and you traffic in that argument, it's going to solidify and become, kimin de kum kum, is going to become much stronger. L'choyre, this has nothing to do with the point of mayim reishis. If you look at the next Rashi, l'guda de gamla, Rashi's parallel to our Gemara, l'guda de gamla, dafin shel gesher, the planks which you have on the bridge, but chila, at the beginning, they are still going back and forth and swaying. The site, but at the end, from a lot of the traffic, it'll stay in place. If a person is going to continue in the fight and continue, it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. Says Rashi, this has nothing to do with the pasuk. A point to mind. He's just saying, just like we said, that the fight can only get worse. Here too, the fight can get worse. However, the last toisa says no, it is related to the pasuk. Point to mind. This is the last toisa. Good at the gamla. Point to mind. If a person wants to potter himself from the water. In other words, you have to get across the river to the other side. How am I going to do that? Oh, you know how you potter yourself from the water? Go on top of the bridge. Viteri says, oh, the men are mine. You don't have to worry about putting on bathing suit or have to swim across because you have the gesher. You have the bridge. Kahu reishis modern, the same thing as the reishis modern that we're talking about here in the Gemara. If you have an eitz at the beginning to avoid the getting wet by going on the bridge, here you can avoid the machloikis by trying to settle. But if not, kim the kum, it's only going to get worse and worse. Shimmi ushsi shevas mirois hu simon. That's a simon for the next few shtiklach Gemara. The Gemara is going to again bring a number of popular expressions that people use, and in some cases we're going to try to find a mokor in the Torah. And the first mokor is going to be the point of mayim reishis modin, and that's how we're getting into it. So who they have a ka'omar v'ozel, a person that was saying toilei teshoma v'adish chalfua bishtei meya. What does that mean? We're saying is toivei means it's good for a person to shoma that listens, that hears. The adish, he hears, Rashi says, his kharpa, that people are humiliating or mocking him. The adish, and he is quiet. And Rashi says, kim de dosh dosh. In other words, he becomes accustomed to it. He just shrugs his shoulders and says, okay, listen, it's my lot in life that people unfortunately sometimes ridicule me. But I'm mavater, I'm not going to make a big tzimitz about it. If a person does that, he's able to exercise self-control and not get angry when the other person speaks in a nasty form, then chalfua bishtei meya. As a result, he has been able to go and lose or pass through 100 potential issues that would have occurred to him. In other words, by being so good and so stoic and so fine and not getting
able to avoid potential,
exactly, potential hardships and in other types of situations.
Is embarrassments or problems?
Yeah, exactly. Look at the next Rashi. Chalfua, let's look at the first Rashi. Toi made the shama badish. Ashrav sheshemeh chaposi, a person who listens to the cherpa, the humiliation, for shoysen he's quiet. Umargil bekach. And he becomes rogel. In other words, badish kami de dosh dosh. I become accustomed to it. It's fine, you know, okay. So that's what people say. Chalfua bishtei meya. Holchul hem bishtikosi, as a result of being so good about the original cherpa, with his shtika, with his quiet, with his silence, Meir Royth are now averted. Show you boys all over the attack that might otherwise have come on him. If the other guy ridiculed him, if he would have now responded in kind, it would escalate and get worse and worse and worse by going and at the beginning saying, Gunish, guess what? And the machlokes ends right there. The other person not going to say anything more because he didn't respond. We're done. So therefore, he has avoided now potential 100 other types of Royth that might have come on him. So now the Gemara says, Do you have a makar for this? What does this have to do? So look at next Rashi. Point to mayim hamaschil upaiseach biktata hutchilas meyadini. If a person is point to mayim, means he begins the fight and the other guy participates in the fight, this could lead chas v'shalom to reishis modin up to 100 bad dinim. Where do we find this reishis modin 100 dinim? Because the Gemara continues, reish meyadini. The word reishis modin, the word modin is if it's a Rosh Tevis, modin meyadini. So, the point of mind, the one that opens up the fight, remember, point is from the Lashon Petarechem, he opens up this dispute and lets it
flow.
Fester. He lets it go and fester. Then Rashi's Modoin, this could lead to 100 dinim, because Modoin is Rosh Tevis Meyadini. But Rashi also brings a Chassidish Shepshat. Dovarach and Lishnachrin, Modoin is Begimatria Meya. Modoin Mem Dalet is 44. Vav is 6 is 50. Nun is another 50. 100. So if you go and start off these types of machloikis and you let them fester, that's going to lead to up to 100 dinim. Modoin is Rosh Tevis. Both Rosh Tevis Meyadini, and it's all to be Gematria 100.
Fester sounds like a Yiddish word, fest.
Yeah, exactly. It's a festive word. So it's more vital. A person said, no, I stole twice, I stole three times, I stole a bicycle 40 times, but loy miktel, for that you don't get me. So, okay, I'm not a nice guy, you don't deserve to get shlishi or shishi, but nevertheless, for that you don't get me, so because of gnevis. Amli Shmuel Rav Yehuda crux, if I have a pasik, we just have the atheida. Koyimar Hashem ha-shloishi bishi Yisrael. Three bishom of Klai Yisrael I'm willing to kind of look aside and not go and punish. Number four, then at this point I have to start punishing, says the Kodesh Baruch. Another expression, who the Abaka Omar
Vyar. What's the connection between just Shmuel Rav Yehuda?
Is that correct? As well as we're going to have another couple of Shmuel Rav Yehuda. In each case, it is an expression that people use, and then Shmuel is going to say, you shouldn't think that this is just an expression that people say. It all has solid reference, or at least some sort of remez in the Torah. So here the remez is, Omli Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kroksiv. So we skip to the next one. Okay, so we had the initial one, the point of Maim Reishis Mardoin, and now the Gemara said another Shmuel Rav Yehuda, that the three times a person steals, he doesn't get killed. That's the Pasuk of Koyamar Hashem. Now we have another expression. Who the Avaka Omar V'Yazel, Shev Biri L'Shalmona, V'Chodol Le'Evet Bish. A person who happens to be a good person, l'shalmona, is a person who is a sholem, in other words, b'shleimus, that type of person, he can avoid seven pitfalls. Literally, biri is a bar, which is of course a pit, and he can avoid the pitfall falling into the bar, or even if he falls into the bar, he can easily be saved. It's not a deep bar, there are steps there, etc. So that's sheva biri l'almona, l'shalmona. B'chodah, however, the Eved Bishop, a person who's a Rasha, a bad guy, who steals Brother Shai's bicycles, that person, the first bar, he's going to fall in, and Chas V'Shalom, that might be the end of it. So you might think that this is just a saying, you have a person who's a tzaddik, he's the Shalmon, he's the Odom HaShalem, even if he were to trip seven times, fall in seven times to come, he will eventually come out, and he'll, Baruch Hashem, avoid Cholila, some terrible accident. However, the Rasha that falls in already the first time, that could be curtains. Another expression, who the Avaka Omar V'Ozel, the Ozel Mibay Dina, Shokal Glima, Lizmor Zemer V'Lezabla Orcha. Another common expression, who the Avaka Omar, he would say, person who Ozel Mibay Dina, he just left the Bezdin, and unfortunately he lost the case. And therefore, he lost the shirt off his back because he didn't have any petty cash to pay, and therefore they said, okay, then you have to give me your shirt. And when he leaves the Bezdin, you would think he would be upset and distressed. No, the Zamer Zemer, he should go around singing. Sing all the way home. Why should he be singing? Says Rashi, because he should be happy that the Bezdin doesn't allow him to retain this Gezeila in his hands, because if he's going to retain Gezeila, when he comes up to the Oilam Emes, question number three, after Nusosim and Nesatim and Muna, or Kavat Idun Latoyra, they're going to say, do you have any Gezela at all? And of course, that could be related also to the Nesatim and Nesatim and Muna. Did you go and transact your business fairly and squarely? Because otherwise, you have Gezela at home. So the fact that they have removed that Gezela, and they've taken the shirt off his back, he should be happy. Baruch Hashem, now my slate is clean, and I'll, after 120, go straight to Gan Eden without any temporary interruptions elsewhere. Now, what is this pasuk referring to? This is a pasuk by in Parshas Yisrael that imis dover zeh tas v'tzivchal chiyav yichol ta'amoyin v'gam kolom hazeh al mekoyim yovim shalom. Now, this is referring to din toiris that Yisrael is suggesting to Moshe Rabbeinu, go and appoint no lower courts, sorry chamishim, sorry asarais, etc., etc. Now, the cholom hazeh al mekoyim yovim shalom, the mele, the one that wins the case, he's certainly going to go home b'shalom. The guy that loses the case, he's going to be totally upset and crying and distressed and depressed. No, because he will have coughed up any ill-gotten goods, whether through a halva that he didn't pay back, or he was dishonest in business, whatever gzeli he had, he's now going to go home bishleimus, because we have taken away from him anything that was bad that he had. So that's why he has every right to now go and sing. He should be singing.
He coughed up the phlegm.
Okay. How would he have a koma v'yosel? He, naimav the kula shafel, person that said he's referring to a person who's lazy and now the work is all going to fall away. So he uses the expression, he, naimav, that a lady who's engaged in embroidery or knitting, she used to, in the good old days, and perhaps even today in the Middle Eastern countries, they used to have a basket on their heads. What happens if she is falling asleep in the subway, chas v'shalom, who only want to think what might happen, and she had on top of her head such a basket of embroidered knittery and all that type of stuff, and then as she is dozing off, you can see that the basket starts to shuffle, starts falling down. You gotta be careful. So what does this expression mean? What it means is, says Rashi, that a person who is lazy, and therefore he's dozing off at work and not doing what he's supposed to, then the whole work that he's doing can all fall down and all plots. But sometimes, as a result of atzlus, as a result of laziness, yimacha mekara. Mekara is referring to the kira, is referring to the ceiling, the roof, that will go and become moch, it'll become soft and poor, and eventually it's going to crash. So anytime you find that there's a leak in the ceiling, immediately go and plug it up, and don't be lazy, because if you say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it the next day, and then a week later, and 2 weeks later, and then, pow, the whole thing is going to plot. And Shelley has an important, yes.
It's particularly relevant to Nittelnach.
Right? Nittelnach, very good. Shkoyach. Continue on. The word rechitzna over here means a person who I had full faith in him. If you notice next to rechitzna, there's a small dalid that takes him sir sashas, and he says the targum of the word betach is leroichtson. So therefore betach means that you had bitach and you had faith in him. Oh, I thought Biden is going to be the best president. Oh, and now we see he let you. Whatever. So continue on. I don't want to get into a discussion with Ariel. Exactly. So, that's okay.
I'm not going to answer. That way I'll avoid potential.
Exactly. 100 problems you're going to avoid. Hi, Ariel, we love you.
Learning is a way.
He's not Naima. Very good. Who did have a come of Ozel? Gavad the Chitznalei. That person I relied on. Ajil Exizib. Rashi says, this means that he picked up his fist to go and give me a punch. I thought that he's my best friend. I thought I could rely on him. And instead he is going and he wants to go and kill me or hit me. That person who is my ishalim, my good friend, that I had bitachon that he'll always protect me, he'll always be nice to me. What did he do? So the Gemara leaves out the rest of the goymer, but we have number 8 in our Torah Shalim, where the pasuk ends off. Higdil olai okev. That person I had bitachon in, now he has raised up against me his heel as if to go and give me a kick. It's not exactly like the Gemara says. Gemara says he put up an egroif to go and punch him, but it's the same idea that I thought he's the great guy and I can rely on him. Instead, he is now backstabbing me. That type of thing. Okay. Zukti more vaita. Now, who the Amar have come of Ozal? Person said the following expression: Kirechimten have Yaziza apusya de safsira shchivan hashadul Yaziza rechimten puya barshit and karmidi lisagilan. This is a very, very poignant expression over here. It's saying that when a young couple get married, rechimten, that's like a lotion of rachim or rachmonis, but here it means their love and affection have Yaziza was so strong, always then apusya de safsira on the width of the blade of a sword, shchivan, we could have slept together in that small little space. It would have been enough space for both of us. It's now already married for more than 50 years. The love and affection has kind of worn down a little bit. So then Puria, a bed, barshita, exactly. It's Puria, barshita, and gamidi, even if you have a bed that is 60 amas wide, leisagilan, is still not enough for us.
This is my 52nd anniversary.
Wow!
Oh, that's
they say
great.
The first 52 years are the hardest.
Vashem Berech Sabrom Bakoil. What's the gematria of Bakoil? Pei Tzav Lamed is 52. So Baruch Hashem, you have Bakoil, and you say it every day in benching. Bakoil Mikol Kol. You got the Bakoil. 52 years, hopefully, of marital bliss. Anyway, so this is very, very nice. But what does it have to do with a pasuk in Chumash? It's Amar Rav Huna Kroiksivi. Now we don't have Rav Shmuel and Rav Yehuda, but instead Amar Rav Huna Kroiksivi. It's a Chabfeish pasuk Meikoriksiv. It says initially by Klal Yisrael when they built the Mishkan, when the Abli Lachosham, because Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to be there and visit you and be with you." The Dibarti Itchem Yala Kapoyris. The Tanya Oren Tisha the Kapoyris Tefach. The height of the Oren was 9 Tvachim, and then you added one more thin Tefach of the Kapoyris, which was the cover, the lid on top of the urn. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu would speak to Klal Yisrael from on top of the urn, from 10 Tvachim. Harikanasar. That was in the initial marriage of Klal Yisrael, Kav Yochel, with Rabbi Yishleit. Uksid, but in later years.
Marriage, this is terrific.
I know. Now you can tell your wife that we learned about it today. Uksid, the Abayzah, Shabbana Melech, Shloim Lashem, Shishamama Orkoi. This is already talking about the base of Midish. 60 Amas in the length, Esram Rochboy, 20 in the width, Shloishamama Kamasai, 30 in the height. Psoif Ksid, Koyimara Shem, Shemain Kisu, Oritzadim Ragloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now angry and upset with Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm staying on my royal throne up in Shemayim, and the Oritz is going to be like Hadoim Ragli, my footstool. There's no Beis HaMikdash anymore that you can go and build for me, because I'm no longer interested in settling down below among Klal Yisrael. I'm happy to be on vacation upstairs in Shemayim. And so therefore, what is the Gemara telling us? Well, the Gemara says this: initially, when there was that romance period with Klal Yisrael, when they had the Mishkan, Hashem would speak to them from atop of 10 Tvachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Now that, unfortunately, the marriage has fallen apart, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't even live in a house of Shishim Amma, which is 60 Amas wide. That's what he said about the Puria, that the bed was 60 Amas wide. It's still not enough. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this bais of 60 Amas, it's worthless. I can't even live here. Okay, so with this we ended these series of psukim and the beautiful rayas from the first the words that people said as an expression, and then the makoidus and the psukim.
The chorus, so is the tefach gold covering on the top of the
the kapoiris, correct, on top of the arm.
And on top of that were the kruvim.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us from on top of that kapoiris between the kruvim.
On top of the
kruvim. The pasuk says, "Ibat yichem al kapoyis mibein shnei akruvim."
Right, so that's more than.
You can do me a favor. Look at number 9. You have a number 9 in the Torah Arash Olim. The Adat L'Chasham, yeah, you have it.
Test.
Okay, test. That's also good. The Adat L'Chasham, the Dibar, the Itchom, the Yalak Kapoyres.
Yeah.
Where does it continue? Mei Shei Akruvim. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe ben Klal Yisrael on top of the Kapoyres between the two Kruvim. So. Good. Anyway,
it doesn't say above the Kruvim, it says between the
Kruvim. Exactly.
That was higher than 10.
The Kruvim were higher than 10.
Yeah, but he spoke between the Kruvim.
The very level, very bottom, of the Kruvim.
There's two different drugs. One says Malkapoyris, one says the Oren, one says the Olmoyit. So I think Rashi says in Oso, it says that Lakosh of Shlishi, that the coal came, the Bein Shnei Kruvim, went to the Oren and stopped like as a sound barrier at Olmoyit. So all three are right, actually. It came, then it went to the Aron, which is 10, and then it went to Olmoy.
Okay.
Okay, so now if you'd like to look at the last Rashi before the very wide lines on the bottom, Harikan Asara, two lines on the bottom of the Amid, Asara, Goyvim Minakarka, when you added the Orain together with the Kaporis, it adds up to a total of 10 from the Karka from down below. Harisha Kodesh Mashkin offered the Asara Tvachim, some of the Karka. Kodesh Baruch was ready to be Mashkin, 10 Tvachim above the Karka. And if you think about that's the height. You're talking about the oirech, that's the length. That was only 1.5 amas. However, the psoib beis hamikdash, how you gvoish shloishim amas, not 10 tvachim, 30 amas tall. The orka was shishim, was 60 amas wide. Ukishachotu nemelahem, ezabayisha tetimnalisha, tuchashkinosa liyois mitzum tzemes besoichai. My shchina can't even live in a huge palace of 60 amas, which is 30 amas tall. I can't. And before Kodesh Baruch Hu could live in a small little mishkanot, which was only 10 tvachim. Unfortunately, the marriage has withered and is not what it was initially. Okay, now getting back to our Gemara, we finished now these series of expressions and psukim, and now we go back to yesterday's Braisa. Now what did it say in the Braisa? The Gemara, the Braisa quoted the pasuk, Leisegurim Neish. Where did we have that? If you go back here to the Amud Beis, it's towards the bottom, by the Talmud, when he listens. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer. This is a halfway of the middle of the wide lines down below, towards the end of the line. 8 lines to the bottom. Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer. A Talmud is in front of the Bezin. He's doing Shimush. He's trying to learn how the Rabbanim are going to decide. And he saw that the Ani should be favored. The Asher and the Osher should be disfavored. So what happens now? How do you know that he shouldn't quiet himself, but he should go to the Rabbi and say, Rabbi, I remember there was a famous Chuvas Noida Behuda which says that the Oni is right in this case. And they look up the Chuvas, hey, you know, you're right. But the Oni, not the Oni, the Talmud initially was afraid to say anything. Don't be afraid, Shinama, Leisegurim Neish. Now, what means Leisegurim? Leisegurim Pasha means don't be afraid. However, our Gemara is darshaning, don't hold the words in you and not go and express them. I think Mark continued.
He's not supposed to contradict his rabbi.
Oh, that's why you now do it in public. So he has to go to the rabbi and say, "Would you mind? Let's go out just for a second. I have to talk to you about a very important thing." They go outside and they say, "Rabbi, see, I have a note to be heard over here. Look at, Taka, the Ani is right and the Asher is wrong. Exactly like you said." Now, Reb Chanan Oimer, I'm still the end of Amud Beis. Again, he's interpreting this pasuk seguro. Don't be afraid, don't hold back and gather your thoughts and not express them because you're afraid of the usher and the usher might get upset at you and he's going to be roid if you. No. So we see that the word leisegurim doesn't only mean don't be afraid, but also means don't collect and gather your thoughts without expressing them. How do you know that that's the taich? Says the Gemara. My mashad highly seguru lishna the kenushihu. How do you know the seguru means an expression of gathering your thoughts? Omer amnachman omer krasi. Omer brings out three psukim, each one to show that the word seguru means to gather. First pasuk is it's a pasuk in the toichicha. V'yayin lo sishte, you won't drink any wine. V'lo segur, you're not going to be able to go and collect it and gather it. Ravacha b'yankav omer mehochav. Another pasuk. Tochen bekaitz lachma, a lady who is very diligent and very good, she prepares during the spring, during the summer, lachma, her bread, ogra, and now she collects and gathers the kotzer at the time, but the harvest, machola, her food. So you see, ogra means to gather and collect. Oigir bekaitz bein maskel, a son who has seichel, he makes sure that during the kaitz, he's oigir, he gathers all the food together, he doesn't leave them in the sun, because either they may dry up too much, or eventually the rain's going to come and it's going to ruin it all. So, you see, you have three psukim all telling you the same. Well, the segura means to collect and to gather. Emes mamen gira simen. Zok tigmar, omer of Shumar Nachmeni, omer of Yodisim. We have three memories all from Shumar Nachmeni, omer of Yodisim, and those are the mnemonic of the emes mamen gira. So what's the first one? Kol dain shedan din emes. Oh, that's emes. La mitoi, mashash chinu b'Yisrael. Or Dayan who does what he's supposed to do, and he does Emes Lamita, he brings the Shechina down on Klai Yisrael. Then we brought this pasuk already yesterday. Elikim Nitzah Badas Keil Bekerev Elikim Yishpait. V'chol Dayan Shein Adon Din Emes Chas Yisholim Lamita Goyim L'Shechina Shetistalik Mi'Yisrael Shenema Mishoid Aniyim. If you oppress the Aniyim, the poor, Mi Enkas Avyoinim, and you cause Tzuris to the Avyoinim, the even more poor. Ata Okam Yema Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm getting up and I'm out of here. I'm not going to be around when you're oppressing the poor and you're causing them all types of misery. Ata akam kadosh baruch hu says kaviyochem, I'm leaving. I'm out. So that's koyim l'shchina shetistalik meisrael. V'yom Rav Shmuel Nachmani Yom Rav Yonason. Kol dain shenuytul mizeh v'noysin l'zeh shaloi kedin. A dain that paskins incorrectly and he takes from one and gives to the other. And it's mashal he's doing it the mason, not just bishogeg. Kadosh baruch hu noytul min anaf she kadosh baruch hu chas v'shalom will steal from him. He stole from one of the two parties. Hashem steals his nefesh. Shenema al tigzol dol. Don't steal from the poor. Kidalu, because he's a poor guy. Why? Because if you do that, Hashem, you're a vriva. Hashem is going to fight their fight. The covers kaveim nefesh. The word cover in this connection means to go and steal. He's going to steal away their nefesh.
Tzedake, how are we translating tzedake in the beginning of that?
Tzedake only also means to cause him oppression, either by stealing or pressuring him or giving him other types of tzuras. Now the word kovas kovim nefesh means to go and steal away the person's nefesh, and there's a word from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that that's another taich in kavata itim latoyra. Kavata latoyra. Sometimes you ask a person, "Did you learn it?" "I didn't have the time. You know, I had to rush." So he says kavata. You have to steal away time sometimes. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes over here, 10 minutes over there. I know you don't have any time. You know, you're so busy and you're over your head. You got to steal away some time. And where's the area? We got to slate it for going and learning. A dayan should look upon himself as if there happens to be a cherub, a sword on his yirechos, meaning on his thighs, and that there's a gehenim down below. In other words, be very careful in your din toiris to go and paskin correctly and be emuna. Shnema. So what is this all about? The mitasi shel shloim says Rashi shcheinoy shel mokum. That's the mokum hashchina. Where's the mokum hashchina? That's the base of Mikdash. What was in the base of Mikdash? Besides the avodah, they had the lishkas agazis, where the Sanhedrin sat. How many members were there of the Sanhedrin? We had a machloikis in that day. 70 or 71. So though the Gemara, the Pasuk, refers to Shishim Geboirim, Rashi says, Shishim Geboirim means Talmid Chacham, Shishim Lav Dafku. That wouldn't mean 60, because after all, there's 70 or 71. We mean a large number. Okay, so what about them? These are the Gemara Yisrael. These are from the greatest Talmid Chacham, that they are Kulam Achuze Cher Malum De Melchama. Rashi says, what type of Melchama? Melcham Teshel Teira. Ish haba yirecho, they have on their laps, on their yirechos, they have this cherev. Bipachad baleilos, bipachta shal gehenem shedoyim elalayla. Ah, so therefore, this is the makor for what we were just saying now. The yiradayin atzmoy, a dayin from the Sanhedrin, as if there's a cherev ben yirechosav, like the Gemara brings from this pasuk, ish haba yirechoy, and the gehenem psuchalem itachtav, this is the pachad baleilos, the gehenem which is beneath him. In other words, make sure that you're doing your Dionys properly and with the greatest integrity, etc. Dorish Rabbi Yoishiv Yisim Rav Nachman Vayitzah Maite Sim Sin the Pasuk Beis David Koyim Mar Hashem Din La Boiker Mishpat Vatzilu Gozel Miyad Oishek. What's bothering the Gemara is the Pasuk begins Koyim Mar Hashem Din La Boiker Mishpat, that you're supposed to start the Mishpat in the morning. Didn't Torah go on a whole day? You have to start a Din Torah during the day, not at night. Once you start during the day, you can even go into the evening. But what's the inyan of boiker? Allah, the Pasuk is telling you, imbor l'cha hadover ka boiker imreil. If you're ready to go and issue your verdict now, if you know that it's as clear cut as the boiker, that when you wake up in the morning and you see that the sun is shining, there's no doubt that the sun is shining, so too, then your verdict has to also shine like the sun. V'yemlav, but if you still have any doubts, altam reil, in the meantime, hold yourself back, do more research and more due diligence, ask more questions of the Edom until you come up with a clarity. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yonis, and I have another raya, mehocha, and mor l'chochma achoisi ot, in bor l'cho hadover ka achoischa, she asur l'och, just like a person who has a sister knows, it's incestuous to do anything with one's sister. Imreyu, if that is so clear cut, then paskin and issue the verdict. Dimlav, if it's not as clear cut as an incestuous relationship with a sister, al tamreyu, then hold yourself back until you have clarity. Umrib Shuman Levi, Asora Shioshim Bidim, Kula Toli Bitsavra Kula. If you have 10 dayanim l'mashal, 10 of course is just an expression because it's a bez and shakol, I knew you would say that. So it's just an expression, he's saying, the tzavor, the koiler is toli bitsavra kula. Koila is also an expression. We have it elsewhere.
You have done.
Exactly. Yoitz b'koila. Who is Yoitz b'koila? True, but who is the person the Gemara refers to? Gneva Yoitz b'koila. Okay. Anyway, so Yoitz b'koila means a person is being taken to execution, and presumably they put some sort of rope or something around the collar. Sorry.
Just because we got the issue.
Very good, excellent. Anyway, so these 10 people that if the Yoshimadim, there happens to be a collar around their necks, meaning that they better go and paskin correctly, otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, they taka schlep them away with this collar brace around the neck. Ha, Freit Yimora, you're telling me that these 10 that sat bedim, if they're all members of the Bezdin, if they're all responsible. This Toler, the Koiler told the Bitzavar Kulan, is telling you if there's a Talmud around, and he knows that they are not paskening correctly, and he knows what the Allah is, and he is silent, and unfortunately he shares in the blame. So he doesn't share in the bounty, but he shares in the blame, and Chas v'Shalom, there's a Koiler around his neck as well. And the Gemara tells us two stories. Rav Huna ki have osi din lekamei, when he has a din Torah in front of him, mechnef u'maisi asar rabbanim b'irav, he would bring in 10 yungalait from the Bismedish, from the Koil, and Omar, he said, ke'echdom ta yeshiva mi kishura. If chas v'shalom, I'm going to paskin incorrectly, I want all of you to be together with me in this, so that each one of you will get a shiva. Shiva means like a small splinter, make sure from a very large beam, so that not the whole beam is going to go over my head. Each one of us is going to have to shoulder a little bit of the burden of any potential error in judgment. And similarly, the Gemara says, Rav Ashi ki hava osi trifta lekamei, when a shayla of Hilchas Treifas would come in front of him, machnif umaisi lehu lekulu tavchi demasa, demasa machasya. The word tavchi literally means all the shochtim, but Rashi says it doesn't mean the shochtim, it means the bekiyim betreifas, all of those bekiyim, those experts in Hilchos Treifas, he would gather all of them, and he said, let's... Good morning. Yeah. Okay. We are continuing now on Zion Amid Beis on the fifth line. So what are we learning? That Rav Ashi had a Shaila Hilchos Treifas, he brought all the other Bekim together. And Amid, he said, if I pass it incorrectly, I say that the thing is kosher when it's treif, or vice versa, I want all of us to go and share in that burden. Gentlemen, somebody has his not on mute. Please mute yourselves because we have a lot of background noise. Right, Nachman Bar Koyin. Very rare that you find the name of a person is Koyin. Is usually that's his title. Can you imagine if he was a Koyin? Then Yamoid Koyin Hakoyin. Okay. Anyway, so Nachman Bar Koyin. What does that mean? If you have a dayan who is similar to a melech and he doesn't need anything, what does it mean he doesn't need anything? He knows the halacha, he doesn't need to ask any shailas, and says Rashi, he's like a melech in the sense that he's moli chochma kimelech zeshu osher. Just like the melech, doesn't he? Sefel Tamnish, he has no lack of nechassim. He's the melech. So too, this Dayan knows all the halachas. He knows all the tshuvas. He knows all the gan shulchan aruch bal peh. Then yamid aretz. Then he can go and take a stand, and the land is going to stay straight and upright and good. The ish trumais, however, a person who taka doesn't know the halacha so well, but he's like a koyin that he has to go and be choizah al beis agronis. The Gemara is going to say, yarasena, he can go and destroy the psak halacha because he doesn't know it. Simdayin doim alam melech shein tzarich leklum. He doesn't need anything because he has all the chachma. Then yamid aretz. Then he's going to go and have a good verdict, and the land is going to be great. V'endoim lekoyin shemachaz. That he has to constantly ask people every time there's a shayla, he has to call up Ramesh on the telephone. So obviously the Yid is never a great amuret. He can go and destroy everything because sometimes he's not going to call Ramesh. They used to say that Ramesh gave out a yoyra ismicha on the back. He would write his telephone number so that you have shayla, so you can go and always call him. The point is, person who's taka, he's a crazy Talmud Chochem, he's going to be Yamed Aret. A person who unfortunately doesn't know the halacha so well, he's going to constantly have to call Rabbanim to find out what the din is. Yerasani kachas Hashem, destroy the world. To be Nesia ukmudaina to lehave gomer. The Beis Hanasi appointed a dayan who was not learned. In other words, an amuritz, they made him to a dayan. Omli Yehuda Bar Nachmeni, miturgemone deresh lakish. Kum alei ba'amoira. So now they told Yehuda bar Nachmeni, who was the meturgeman for Reish Lakish, and they said, you know what, Reish Lakish is not giving a shir now, why don't you offer your services to that dayan who was an amoret, and say to him, I know you want to give a drasha now, I'll be your amoira, I'll be your public speaker, so to speak, I'm going to be the meturgeman, and I'm going to go and repeat to your drasha out loud. So, come gochen alei. So that's what they told Amalahu, they told Yehuda bar Nachmeni, do this please, and go to this individual. So come, he got up, gochen alei, he went to this Daina Doleha the Gomir, gochen alei, he bent over to hear what he has to say. He had nothing to share, nothing to he had nothing to say. Oh, so after he bent over for a few moments, he got up and said, oh, Rabbi Isai! Now we're going to go and give the Gevaldig Yashir. And what did he say? Now the Shir, of course, this is now on his own, because the Dayan didn't give to say anything. Pasam Yomer, it says in the Pasik, if you go to a tree or to a piece of wood, Hakitza, Mechzachov, wake up! Uri, go and get up! Or, Le'evin Dumam, or you're going to go and say to an Evin Dumam, like an Evin Doimem, that has no mouth and cannot speak, it's just a stone, Hu Yoira, go and paskin shailus. Hina Yehutofus Zov Chesef V'cholruach Ein Bekirbay. He may be holding a lot of money, meaning that what's the mushel? What is he trying to say over here? This person is like an eight that you tell him wake up and he has nothing to say, or like an Evin Dumam, you're telling him to paskin a kenish. See, he's like a Toifus Zov Chesef, because how do you think he got this position from the Beis Hanasi? They just said Ini Mini Miny Mo and they gave it to him. Because he paid money. He had a lot of Yerushamayim, and that's what he paid. But he doesn't have the Ruach HaTorah in him, because they're Kenish. So the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch is not going to only be angry at his dayan, he's going to be angry at the Mamidim, the Beis HaNasi that appointed him. They have no business. Remember, Hashem, Beheichel Kodshi, Has Mipon of Kol Art.
At least he gave a lot of money. He wasn't a DEI hire, you know.
Okay. Om Reish Lakish, Kalamamid Da'ir Chena Hogan. Anybody who appoints a dayan who's not worthy, Kilo Neteya Asherah B'Yisrael. It's as if he is going and planting an Asherah tree. Shenemer says in Pasuk Shemtim B'Shoy Tehtu L'Chom B'Chol Sherecha. Samach Leg Leisito L'Chom Asherah Kol Eitz. So when you appoint Shemtim B'Shoy Tehtu, don't go and be Neteya Asherah by going appointing a dayan Chena Hogan. Om Ravashi Ube Mokum Shiyesh Tomi Dechom. If there are Tamid Chum who are available, who right, could have been appointed, right, or should have been appointed, kill not the Eitzel Mizbech, as if you planted it right next to the Mizbech. Remember, Eitzel Mizbech Hashem Likech. Right. Ksivin Apostle Lysasul Ejel Hechesav Lehezov, Lysasul Lechem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't make any idols made out of Kesav Lehezov. It's right, Timor, El Hechesav Lehezov, Hudle Yavdi, Hod Eitz Sharia, you had to make wooden idols. Om Ravashi, Eliah, Habob Bishvul Kesav, Eliah Habob Bishvul Zov. This Eliah is referring to, like we had an expression anymore before, Elihim, Elihim, Elihim. It's referring to a dayan, a judge. So any judge who has been appointed a judge as a result of Kesef or Zov, that's Loisas, and don't do that. That's what Rashi says, Eliah, a judge, Habob Bishvul Kesef, or Bishvul Zov, because he paid money. Like Rav Kiel, also be dinner with Rav, when we go to Bezin, he took it very, very seriously. Omer, he would say about himself, Omer Hachi, Barois Navshe Liktola, Chas V'Sholem, I'm putting my life into danger, Chas V'Sholem, to be killed. Because if I say the wrong thing and I do the wrong thing, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to, Chas V'Sholem, the covets, because they are Nafesh, we had in the Amid Aleph, Chas V'Sholem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will take him away. Nafik Vitzavi Beise, Lesu Ovid. Okay, so, Nafik goes probably on before. Rois Nafshelik Tola Nafik. I'm leaving my house knowing that I'm putting myself in physical and spiritual danger. Because I'm going to go and paskin dintaris now. Utsvi Beisei Lesu Ovid. And I'm not doing the rotten of the bais. What does that mean, the rotten of the bais? Rashi says, Tzorche Beisei Einoi Uysekan. I'm not going to make any money over here. Apparently they did not pay the dayanim, so they should be total Noki for many shoychad, totally impartial. They didn't get any salaries, so I'm going to come home for Reikin Lebeisi Ayah. I'm going to come home with an empty bag, empty sacks, because I won't earn anything and I won't be able to buy anything. Ulevai and Halavai should say Biaki Yetzia. I should come back unscathed, like I left the home. In other words, I left the home without any sin. I hope that I'd be able to come home and be able to say, Baruch Hashem, I didn't sin today, and I won't get punished. Ki avichozi avua abasrei, if you would go and see an avua. Avua, Rashi explains, means like a parade of people following him to go and give him covered. You know, a tremendous escort. He's walking. Please put yourself on mute. There's some background noise, gentlemen. So if you would see that there are people following him, Omar, he would go and say, Im yale shemayim, le shemayim siyai. Even if he goes all the way up till Shemayim, and therefore his self-esteem and his prestige, wow, his status, up to Shemayim. He should think about it, that yes, temporarily he's up in Shemayim, but lenetzach, forever, it's going to be like glolim. Glolim, of course, is excrement. So therefore, what he would try to do is, Rashi said, tezuach daite olav, that he shouldn't get a swollen head. Oh, 100 people are following me. I can't separate. I must be a grace mensch, a good ladar. So what do? He'd go and recite this pasuk and say, oh, if I let this go to my head, I'm going to be like glolim, and I'm going to be lost forever. He was apparently already an elderly individual, so they went and picked him up, and they carried him on the Shabbat Rigel. That's when the Gan Olam came together, usually before Yom Tov, the Achikala, usually 30 days, 15 days before Yom Tov, and therefore that was a tremendous covet. Can you imagine coming into a stadium of 50,000 people being carried on somebody else's shoulders? He said, Ki lo ila olam choysen v'im l'nezer, v'im nezer l'dor v'dor. Olam choysen means ashiris. So he's saying, Ki lo ila olam choysen, don't think ashiris goes and lasts forever. It doesn't. It's here one day, and you lose the chas v'shalom the next day. Vimnezer, this is now Russian bitmia, vimnezer, and a crown, you think is vador, lasts forever for all generations? This is only temporary stuff. Don't take it to heart. Don't become a balgaiva, because it's easy in, easy out. Dorish Bakabar, Mino Emil to the Yom Rabban. It says, Havi Mesunim Medin. When you listen to a din Torah, you have to be Mesunim. Rashi said, Mesunim means you have to listen to it carefully and slowly and meticulously. Don't rush it. Tehsiz, Leisal Mamalis al Mizbechi, Vesamachle, Ve'ela Mishpatim. So what means Leisal Mamalis? So Rashi says that when you have steps, it's easier to run up steps than running up a ramp. Steps you can go and skip a step and run up and schnell. And then it says after that, Ve'ela Mishpat Shetosim Lefneim. Ah, so therefore you learn from this that when you're doing Mishpat, Leisal Mamalis, don't rush it. Go and do Mesunim Adin, think it through until you know every detail and you know all of the Svarim, etc. Rashi Am Kodesh, that's an expression that you have a Grace Olam came together to listen to a drasha, and in the good old days they sat on the ground, they didn't have chairs, and everybody would be sitting, and now somebody comes late, for instance, it's the Rosh Hashiva or the Rav or his Meturgimon that wants to now go through the Olam and get to the front. Listen, you should have been there first. Not that you have to now be Paisea. Paisea means like to skip over the heads of all of those people that are sitting on the ground. It's not literally that you're skipping over the heads. It's an expression that you have to somehow try to skip through and squeeze through to go to the front. And of course, inconveniencing everybody there on the ground. How do you know you shouldn't do that? Even the dying himself. We're not just talking somebody of the tzibur that wants to sit up front. Don't come late, come early. Even the dying, come early. In other words, don't step over their heads. Even if you're the dying, the Elam Mishpat. Now it says in the Pasuk, Ashetosim Lefneim. It should say, Elam Mishpat, Telamdem. What's Tosim Lefneim? So Rashi and Chumash says that you put it like Kishulchan Oirach. You put it, you give them the Torah and you explain it, every single word, like the Rishbam back in Bava Basra, every nuance, every word, you explain so nicely, toss them with name, put it like a Shulchan Oirach, you sit in the table. But Agamar Dash is a little bit differently. It says, Choyah Shetulam Deim, Moshe Rabbeinu, you should go and teach the Torah, not should toss them with name. That when the Dayan comes in, he has to go and put down his Kalim on the table. What Kalim are we talking about? We'll see in a moment. When he would go to a Din Torah, Omar, he would say, take out all those things that I need for the Din Torah, my Kli HaDayanim. What are those? That's the Makal, the Ritzua, the Shoifra, and the Sandala. Those were the four instruments that were used by the Diyanim, those were the Klei Diyanim. Now what are these four? So you look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara. The second one, Ritzua, is Lamalkis, someone that unfortunately was Oyvin Aveira, that Yesh Pei Malkis, and you had two Edom, etc. You have to get Malkis, you have the Ritzua, you have the whip, you have the Makkel, says Rashi, Lamalkis Mardis. That's already a person who did something which is awesome in the Rabbana, not awesome in the Torah. But you have to give him patch. If you don't give him patch with a whip, you give him patch with a makel, which I guess is a different type of, course it means a shtekin, a stick, but presumably it's similar to the whip in nature. And what's the shofar, the shofar? The shamta, the nidui. If they're putting somebody in nidui, in shamta, in excommunication, a chedem, then you would blow on the shofar. And sandal you need for the chalitza if somebody comes to your chalitza. So you have those.
Who lived in Bovel, yeah, were they able to give Marcus in Bovel?
Maybe initially yes, maybe later on not. And it could also be that he did this to go and show,
as you know, I'm props,
yeah, props. Could be, could be. The word vatzava, so Rashi says, Rashi in the beginning, Parshas Tzav says, ain't tzav elaziris miyad uladoiris. So the word atzava means to mizarez. So if you look at the Rashi vatzava, kol tzavo, loshen zirisu, the sign you come up, she never tzav, any other loshen zirisu, valma zirez, alamakal the other two, she hood metilan, ima alatzibo, the shame shemai. So this is the atzava means, I gave the mission, so to speak, to my clay dayanim. I put them on the table so they go and instill a little bit of trepidation in those people that come in front of the bezin, that they should realize this is no joking matter, this is the real McCoy. Kenegin Maklutu Tehizars. Right, Shemoy ben Achechem Shvart Tzedek. What does that mean, Shemoy ben Achechem? Amr Pchnina Azhor le Bezdin Shle Yishma Divi Baldin. Koinim Shiobi Baldin Chaveray. Don't go and listen to one of the two sides until the other side has arrived in the courtroom. Don't listen to the plaintiff if the defendant is not there. So that's Shemoy ben Achechem. Listen between the two Achem, between the two parties. That's all the Baldin. Sorry? Yeah, that's what you might say. Yes, from the Pasuk. Azhor le Bezdin. That's all the Baldin. And not only. That's for making a full shvua. Here we're saying, No, that you're doing fine. But that's usually the guy, a person who makes a shvua shav. Here Rashi says, because if only one of the two parties is going to go and present his argument, he won't be shy of saying, sorry brother Shai, he won't be shy of saying divrei sheker, because there's nobody else on the other side to say it's not true, what you're saying is sheker. So he might even throw in a couple of lies. Not that he's going to say a shvur in lies, he's just presented his arguments, things which are just not true. So therefore don't listen to anyone until both achim are together. And the same thing applies to Baldin. It's not only Asher and the Bezdin, but also the Baldin, Shulayatim Dvar Daim Kajiv Baldin Chavere. He also has to wait until the other Baldin, in other words, until the other party appears in the bed. Why? Where do we learn this from? Kri Beinami, not only Shemaya, but also Shemaya Ben Achechem, the person who is causing to be heard. In other words, not only Shemaya, listen Ben Achechem, but you are presenting the argument for people to listen, go and cause that listening to happen Ben Achechem when both parties are present. I have another pasuk. It says Loi Sisa, Loi Sasi. So now this is the pasuk that you were referring to before. If you look at the first wide line down below, Loi Sisa, Loi Sakabel, Shema Shav, Asher the Dayan. Nami Loi Sasi, Asher the Baldin. Both the Dayan, Loi Sisa, don't listen to Shema Shav, Kech Lashav, and the person is telling falsehoods. Mm-hmm. And as well, that person shouldn't recite falsehoods. Mm-hmm. Because if the other party is not there, there's no incentive for him to only talk the truth. He might exaggerate and might say things which are not totally truthful. Tzadik is a din, in other words, make sure that the din that you're doing is absolutely correct, then issue the verdict. Bain issue bain ochiv, Omer of Yehuda, Philip bain Bayis Lalia, Uvain Geroi, Omer of Yehuda, Philip bain Tana the Kirai. You have a dispute, unfortunately, between siblings where a father has passed away and now you're dividing up the estate. So what happens if the Dayan says, okay, there are two of you, and there's a two-story house. The first story, the first floor is the normal one. The second one is the Aliyah, which is already kind of like the attic, the second floor. But of course, the attic is not as good as the first floor. The first floor is a proper floor. Second one is as Aliyah. So don't say, well, we'll split it down the middle. You take the first floor, you take the second floor. You're not going to do that. Tzadik is a din. and therefore leisakir upon will see the mount.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an extra. Ben Ishu Ben Achiv is referring to this. Let's look at number 14, the pasuk in its full context. 14. Vatzave es shiftech meisi leimer shemoy ben achich mishvadet zemtzedik ben ishu ben achiv. Ben ishu ben achiv. We have an estate issue in the surrogate's court, so don't go and just say blindly, you take first floor, you take second floor. No. Then the pasuk refers to ben ishu ben achiv ben geroi. What is ben geroi? On the vira afilu ben tana lekirayim. Tana lekirayim are basic household instruments. Kalim, okay, fine, but we're looking for an English word, but it doesn't make a difference.
Appliances.
So if you look at the third wide line of Rashi, Ben Gera, Lashon Mogoyer, person who lives in a place, like a Gera, Batoish, Benoichi, Mochem, so Mogoyer, the Shemish, Adira, the appliances, the fixtures that you need at home, I'll tell him, okay, you take a Tana, you take a Kira, after all, we're just splitting it down the middle, take this one, take that, no! Shari Tana, Oyedivala Kira, Tana is better than a Kira, with Zerchla, Yisuf Domins, and then you have to work out in the equivalent in money, okay? I'll give you the Tana, I'll give you the Kira, but you have to pay the difference in price, etc. And they write there actually before, they also talked about the Dira, if you just go one line up, who cares, you have the first floor, the second floor, if one is worth more than the other, then you have to go and give the differential in price. Good.
It's a Dira.
It's a Dira, yeah. A Dira, Dira. Good. So this Bengera, again, is the Klei Mogor, like Petan of Karim, that people use for household goods, utensils, and appliances, etc. That when two parties come in, one shouldn't agree to the other, oh, Yanko Matai Rechave Kim Tarain, because that will intimidate the other guy.
Sure.
Or Ablazo Himel Al Tim Kare, that's from Loshen Nechar, don't go any and repel him, don't say, well, I don't know who you are, Chleshish. Oh, no, I am to be a Polish, you're an English, okay, fine, we'll work it out. So don't do that. Because that, of course, again, intimidate him. So Rashi did to Nakrehu, Al Tassel Kinochri. Don't make him like a fremda that you have nothing to do with him, you know. Right. If you know him, Ishvazichne derab. Ishvazichne means a person who was the innkeeper or the motel keeper for Rav for a period of time. In other words, the Ishvazichne was the host and Rav was the guest for some time. Also, the Kami Dadini came in front of Rav for his entire. Amalai. So now he said the Baldin said to Rav, Lavush Bazichnia, don't you remember you were a guest in my inn? Amalai, yo, I remember, sure. Amalai, Dinis, they have good news. I have a din toyer in front of you. Amalai, right. Rav said immediately, Pasimul Chaladina, once you told me that we have a previous connection, forget about it. I'm fossil a din toyer.
I answer to the Lord of Hosts.
What was that?
I
answer to the
Lord of Hosts.
The Lord of Hosts. The Lord of Hosts. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. Anyway, of hosts, right? So now look at the top choices. Pesil Necha, Marcha Koya Atma, Yitaka recused himself, Avu Mena Din Loi Nifsal, Yitaka was not possible. B'chein Ahu Dishanwish, Dishnei Deyon Exedus, the Isolate Tana the Peri, just because he brought him that day the basket of fruit, and usually this was his Oris, and his Oris brought him pink that day when he was going to go in front of a Din Torah. That doesn't puzzle you. But nevertheless, Rav wanted to go and be extremely
beyond the measure of law.
Beyond the Mishnah Sadin. Oh, beyond the letter of the law. So that's why he said Psil Khadin.
And
okay. Oh, Malay, so Rav said that to Rav Kana, Poik Daini, I want you to go and be the Din Torah. I'm recusing myself. You take over this Din Torah. So now Rav Kahana got the wrong message. Chazi they have a Kogoyis Bey. He saw that fellow, the Ishbazichne Darav, was a little bit too friendly to Rav, and therefore Rav said, you take care of this Din Torah. And he thought that, like Rav was kind of giving him a wink, or that this Baal didn't give him a wink.
Take care of my friends.
Exactly, and I'm close to Rav, and therefore, you know, make sure you do the right thing. Amalei. So now, Rav Kahanakin got very, very stern with him. He says, Itzais, if you're going to listen to what I pass into the Din Torah, it's good. Viloi, but if you're not interested and you're going to start playing games, Mafikna Lecha Rav Mi Unach, I'm going to throw Rav out of, now Unach has two pshatim over here. Rashi says, Oin, God says, you look at the Rashi, second line, Nafiknulach Rab Mi Unach, and now you have the Aleph of the Bach, and the Aleph of the Bach says, Mi Unach, Mi Koichecha, from your strength, that you're looking upon Rab as your pillar of strength. What's the Unach have to do with strength? It says in the Pasuk, Rashis Oini, that Koichi and Rashis Oini, that means my strength. However, the Oruch says that the word Oin over here comes from the word Oizen, and he says, I'm going to extract Rab from your ear. In other words, you better listen. If you're going to start playing around with games and stuff like that, I'm going to make sure to get Rav out of your strength. In other words, don't look to him, to the one that's going to be your savior and take care of you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take him out of your ear, that you're going to listen to me and not listen to him. Mm-hmm. We stop over here. Rabbi Yisrael, have a wonderful day. Hatzlocha.